All right, we're here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, and I am speaking with Congressman Sanford Bishop. And Congressman Bishop, what district do you serve?
The 2nd Congressional District of Georgia, the Southwest Georgia quadrant of the state, the largest peanut growing district in our country.
So I guess that the peanut industry is pretty important to you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Peanut farmers, shellers, and we've got some manufacturers, all a key to the economic development and growth and stability of our state, and of course, with regards to peanuts, for the country.
Now, we finally got a farm bill.
Finally. Yeah, we can all breathe a sigh of relief there that we finally, in 2008, passed the 2007 Farm Bill. But I think that it's something that will provide adequate farm safety net for the industry and our farmers and our producers. And so I'm very, very happy with that. I just want to make sure that we remain vigilant. Even after we passed the bill, USDA decided that they wanted to monkey with the loan rates. And, of course, we're going to try to make sure that we take steps to try to protect that, even if we have to put language in the appropriations bill to protect against that rate. Initially, they were going to do that, and then they indicated that they were not. And, of course, we still don't know what they're going to do, but we need some assurance, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that an issue that important and that could be that detrimental to our producers will not be imposed on them after we spend all of this time debating a farm bill, which everybody seems to be satisfied with.
Now, what is it exactly that they are proposing to do?
Well, they're going to change the loan rate. And in changing that loan rate, as most of the producers will know, it would cost them money. That's the bottom line. And, of course, in doing that, it's very injurious to the industry. You know, back as far as last month, June 6th, we sent a letter as soon as we heard about it to the Secretary of Agriculture expressing our strong disagreement with it and asking him not to impose that, not to allow that to go into effect. Of course, we have not gotten any concrete assurances, but they indicated that they were going to look at it again and that they were not going to go forward with it at that point. But, of course, you never know what can happen, and we want to make sure that we have some protection.
Now, other than that, the peanut program, of course, itself was changed radically a few years ago. How has that worked for producers?
Well, it has worked very, very well. In fact, I was telling some people last night that I've been representing the 2nd District, and I've been the peanut congressman, if you will, for 16 years. And when I started 16 years ago, there was a lot of dissension within the industry, a lot of competition between the producers, the shellers, and the manufacturers. There was a lot of animosity and hostility there. But over the years, and particularly with this farm bill and the one before that, we found a way in the industry to come together and to sing from the same sheet of music, and everybody's on the same page. And the first year review after the last farm bill, I was amazed that you had growers, shellers, and manufacturers at the same table, all speaking very highly of the product in that farm bill, and the same is happening this year. And so I'm pleased. I think the producers, the shellers, and the manufacturers are pleased, and everybody is happy that we have a product that will keep the peanut industry in America viable and keep us competitive in the global marketplace.
Well, one last question, because I know you got to get in there for the next panel, but disaster assistance has been a big issue. What do you think about the disaster program as included in the farm bill? Do you think that's going to help the growers, especially with, you know, we're looking at a second dry year, although we have gotten some rain, which is good. But what do you think about that program?
Well, I think that the fact that we were able to include a disaster program in the bill is going to mean a great deal of security for our producers. And so I think that all of us are really, really happy about that, because over the last decade, we've had a tremendous problems with disasters, whether it was floods or whether it was droughts. And, of course, with those kinds of uncertainties, producers definitely need to have some kind of safety net and some kind of assurance that if disaster should strike, that they'll have some recourse. And so we're happy with that and looking forward to not having to take advantage of it, but hoping that we will have prosperous crops and a good season.
All right. Thank you very much, Congressman. You're welcome.